Hi, this is Yisachar Wartell, currently living in Passaic, New Jersey, and will be moving shortly to Baltimore. I wanted to share with you some words about Parshat Be'etchanan. These are some thoughts that I had put together, a few years ago, and I would like to share them with you. So anyway, this week's Parsha teaches us a series of valuable lessons as to how to live our lives properly as Jews, not just the Aseret Dibrot, not just the Ten Commandments, but prior to listing these, Moshe prefaces them with a series of moral instructions, which are in Perek Daled, Psukim Vav through Yud, and I want to elaborate them on a way that can be relevant to our everyday lives, not just as a Dvar Torah, but also something that we can take with us, every day. In Pasuk Vav, it says, "Ushmartem vasitem, Kihu chachmatchem uvinatchem le'enei ha'amim, and you shall keep them, you shall do them, for it is your wisdom and your understanding before the eyes of the nations." Notice that it uses the word chachma and bina, which is going to be an ongoing theme. I'm not going to touch upon it too much. I will mention it slightly. But one thing that there is to note here at the beginning is ushmartem va'asitem, which are the words of shmira and asiyah, which are to keep or to guard, and asiyah, which is to do or to perform. Now, those words come up many, many times. We see them by Shabbos. We see them in many, many other circumstances in the Torah. And it's obviously extremely important to be careful with the mitzvot, as they are a treasure, and it's not enough to know them, but you must certainly perform them. It's not enough to study them. You must do them, and so on and so forth. But the fact that the mitzvot are wisdom and understanding is something that, as I said, is talked about extensively, but especially when Shlomo HaMelech mentions it in Mishlei. He speaks about, Chachma, obviously the most, but he also talks about that in tandem with Bina. Now, in brief, obviously with an oversimplification, wisdom is the ability to know what to do or what not to do, and mitzvot delineate the proper ways of how one should and should not act. Understanding the concept is, and therefore Bina, is connecting to a deeper meaning behind the mitzvah, rather than just because Hashem said so, right? So first it starts with Chachma, then it goes to Bina. Obviously, Kabbalistically, it goes far deeper than that, but that's looking at it on the surface. But looking at the pasuk, which we had earlier, Ushmartem vasitem kihu chachmachem uvinatchem, it's interesting that it ends up with the word le'enei ha'amim, okay? To the eyes of the nations. And what exactly does that mean? It means that everybody always sees what the Jews are doing. Everybody always looks at Jews differently, whether good or bad, hopefully for the good. And we therefore have a greater responsibility than others, and people look to see if we're doing what we should be doing. We are the Orla Goyim. We're supposed to be a light into the nations, but people can always tell who's a Jew, and you can always tell what we're doing, and therefore it's extremely important, even when we think no one's looking, if just one person's looking, he may be judging us, and it's important, therefore, that we represent Hashem. It's not important only how we act with others, but also how we present ourselves before others. And the Jews are actually one unit, so when one person acts in a way that's improper and affects others, then it affects everybody else, and therefore everybody technically has a responsibility to live up to the potential that we have and to show people that we are the nation of Hashem that we claim to be. And it's explicit, therefore, in the Torah. And the pasuk, therefore, continues, Asher yishma'un et kol ha'chukim ha'ela, that you will hearken to all these chukim. Now, chukim are specifically mitzvot that are not necessarily rational, ones that we have to accept simply because Hashem said so, right? Other mitzvot, we can attribute reasoning, understanding, sometimes we're given the understanding, but the chukim are mitzvot that specifically we do specifically because Hashem said so. And those you have to be even more careful, because if you don't have a way to rationalize them, then you're more likely to throw them away. And therefore, we specifically through them, we must demonstrate our love, faith, and dedication to Hashem by acting according to His will, even if it's not logical to us. Indeed, by others seeing our unwavering faith, it'll hopefully inspire others to become closer to God as well. And the pasuk then finished with the terminologies of Chachma and Bina again, as it states, "Amru rak am chacham v'navon hagoy hagadol hazeh," and they will say, "Is the people of wisdom and understanding this great nation?" When the world will see us properly. Following the ways of the Torah, they will admire us for our wisdom and understanding. It is both. Now, note that this is when we are only as an Am. The Amur Rak Am Chacham. Only when we're actually unified as a people. If we see individuals, one doing one thing, one doing another, but one looks proper and one doesn't, and one person doesn't get along with another one, then it obviously greatly diminishes from this Chacham and Don. Only when we operate as a people. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that everybody has to be doing the exact same thing, but they have to be doing it for the right reasons. Now, the pasuk continues a couple of psukim later. It says, "Kimi goy gadol asher lo elokim krovim elav kaHashem elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav." Who can be like this great nation that Hashem is close to it, as Hashem our God is, whenever we call to Him? This pasuk indicates that when we do keep the mitzvot, the ways of the Torah, have faith in Him, and act as one people, Hashem will be close to us as a relative, even as close as a father and a son when we call out to Him. Hashem is, you know, Avinu Malkeinu. He's our king, but He's also our father, and He will therefore answer us with blessing. And if you look at the pasuk closely, it says, "Ki Hashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav," which can therefore be reinterpreted in a different manner, that one from Bnei Israel is like Hashem, our God, to all those who call out to Him. He is Ki Hashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav, anyone who calls out to Him. We are not merely relatives when we meet our full spiritual potential, but in a sense, we are godlike. We have the Tzelem Elokim, and when we bring out that relationship and emulate Hashem, we emulate God, then we are, in a sense, you know, godlike, and this is His will, to emulate Him in His world, and to become one with Him, as we say at the end of it, you know, as we say also at the beginning of this week's parsha, the goal is to cling to Hashem, to have Him as a connected, more like the closest relationship you can possibly imagine, even greater than a father and a son. And Hashem is like a burning ember. And one soul is a wick that extends forth from the body. When it gets close enough to Hashem, now obviously you have to have some distance, you know, and you know that's why we can't experience every aspect of spirituality, because that would singe. But normally you want to have it at a distance where it catches the flame. And we therefore share the same fire as the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And unfortunately, we have yet to really truly reach this pinnacle, you know, for most people and for most times. But when we zocha to unite as brethren in the ways of Torah, to bring Mashiach, so that one day we can really reach that ultimate potential that Hashem has intended. And one last thing is that I'm not certain if I'm going to be able to give more Divrei Torah this week. So I wanted to touch upon the matter of Tu B'Av as it approaches, somewhat related to the matter that I just spoke about. Now, as one may or may not be aware, there were 3 weeks, the 3 weeks from Shabbat Shabbat Tammuz until Tisha B'Av correspond to 22 days, which as Chazal and the Zohar teach, correspond to the 22 letters of the Aleph Beit, but in a descending order, as opposed to the letters Aleph through Tav, or the 22 letters of the Aleph Beit, which are from Rosh Hashanah until Shmini Atzeret. We know they parallel each other. In a certain sense, one is going down and one is going up. However, we actually have several ups and downs in a certain sense. We have a period now, after Tisha B'Av, where things are starting to look up again. Now, it gets mediated in a certain sense through Elul, that becomes kind of like a bridge to allow us to go up. But the beginning of the ascension starts on Tisha B'Av, and it actually starts to really reach a significant level once you reach Tu B'Av. I had heard, I apologize, I do not recall the name of the rabbi I heard it from, but that 3 months of the year were given to Esav, and 9 months of the year were given to Yaakov, or us. And out of Hashem's mercy, 1.5 of those 3 months were given back to us. And of those 1.5 months, it was Tammuz and half of Av. The time at which it reverts back to the time of Yaakov, where we're rejoined with the potential for blessing and the lack of misfortune, the time of misfortune ends and it comes back to the time of Yaakov, and no longer the time of Esav, is specifically the second half of Av, which starts on Tu B'Av. So all of this potential, all of these aspects which we have to act, we thought about our mourning and the horrible things that we did and faced and the ways in which we can change ourselves. And obviously we're going to continue to do that as we approach Elul and the times of reflection, you know, ultimately culminating with Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But we have to understand that it's not just a matter of Bein Adam Lechavero, it's a matter of everything. The whole way we present ourselves to other people, to Hashem, to the world, and all of that, you know, really starts with reflection, you know, on Shabbat Shabbat Tammuz. But it reaches a new level that we can connect with that bracha on Tu B'Av. And that's what's approaching this Thursday night. And therefore, when we say, Chaim Kochem Hayom, who are the ones who are truly living? Who are the ones that are truly living? The ones who are Dveikim Bashem, the ones who are connected, that are rooted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu above. The ones that are connected and have fulfillment in this world, but not only in an independent level, but in a way that they can emulate it and share and spread that light with the rest of the world. And then we can really be a true Orla Goyim, and that's really truly paving the way for Mashiach. And Baruch Hashem, we're part of the way there, but we still have more work to do. So I'm wishing you all an amazing spiritual week, a great Tu B'Av, and an amazing and special Shabbos Nachamo. All right. Shabbat Shalom.